Remember this?
Great song.
That's right.
That's a great album, Feel the Need.
You do remember this?
I do. This is when Leif actually started to become a real star. He stopped doing Beach Boy songs.
Let me ask Leif. Leif Garrett, do you remember this?
Of course.
He's in studio with us right now. The singer of this song, Leif Garrett, he's got a book out called Idol Truth, a Memoir. And, of course, he was a former teen idol and probably still an idol to a lot of people right now.
Yeah,
Leif Garrett.
You know.
But you were an actor and a singer, and you've had your ups and downs, and now you have a memoir out.
Who
tell us
hasn't?
About
it. Who hasn't?
You know what
had
I'm saying?
Ups and downs.
Right.
Exactly.
It's life.
Yeah, it's life. It's Leif. It's life.
It's Leif. It's Leif. That's right.
Life.
Pronounce it correctly.
It's Leif.
Exactly. Right. Don't call him Leif. I called him Leif. He yelled at me. He's like, it's Leif. I'm like, then spell it L-A-Y-F. Make it easy, okay?
Yeah, and then he stood up and I said, okay. Okay, you call me Leif.
So tell us, you're born in Hollywood, California.
Yeah.
I mean, not a bad place to be born, right? And you get into acting at...
It's changed so much, of course.
It has changed, yes.
Yeah, it's like here, just anywhere, everywhere.
Right.
Things always evolve. Things have to evolve.
Or devolve, sadly.
Yeah, well... Yeah.
So anyway, you get into acting early on. Leif Garrett does.
Yep.
And
8 years old, actually. Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice.
Yeah,
Elliot
right.
Gould played your father. Diane Cannon played your mother.
That's right.
You're a big star at 8 years old.
Both of them.
Both of them.
When I was young, I liked older women.
Yeah, they're both great actors.
Yeah.
And then you're on
That's
Family
why I
like Affair.
Yeah, because they were great actors. Yeah.
You like
they're
that
beautiful.
Better. You like that better.
Huh?
You were a big singer. Right, yeah. That album was really a big break, Feel the Need, because you were doing like Surfing USA and Beach Boys songs, but you liked the acting better because you met better-looking people.
Actually, I enjoyed doing, the music was great to do, and it was also great to perform, but, you know, it wasn't necessarily exactly the stuff I really would have gravitated towards, but I don't hate it. I just, you know, I was more into rock, a little more rock, even at a younger age, you know.
Right, so we'll have, who, Beatles, or
Beatles,
heavy metal?
Led Zeppelin, kind of, all that stuff.
I mean, did you play with Godspeed later in your life?
Well, this guy knows his stuff.
I know my stuff.
You know what time it is.
Yeah.
So you
went from this disco stuff in the 70s to doing the stuff you wanted to do in the 90s.
Right, exactly. And it's unfortunate that the look and the fame that I had back in when I was a lot younger... Sort of just, it was so solidified, you know. It was hard to have people hear in a different vein, you know.
Yeah.
I should have been doing more dance music.
So understand that you're big in, like, Japan and South Korea. I mean, you're big in America as well.
Yeah,
but just...
Yeah, we just recently, not long ago, went back to Korea. Actually, I was the first artist in to be allowed in Korea in 1980.
Uh-huh.
And,
first American.
Yeah, first American outside Korea. And because it was martial law then. And we used to literally have to be back in the hotel by midnight. And we would watch people doing maneuvers in the streets, people climbing buildings and tanks in the streets and things like that.
Wow.
And then I went back a couple years ago, or actually, God, about five now, about 5 years ago, and played to a couple really great shows, man. Awesome.
Talk about change too, right?
Oh my God. Yeah. Everywhere that was the farm fields back in Korea are now completely paved over, cities, huge hotels,
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was great, man.
But that's south. I mean,
they know
how
to drink there too. Well,
they drink
the
a lot.
Koreans
there?
Drink.
Oh wow. Really?
Yes, they do.
I thought I was pretty professional
do.
At that.
Well, you are, Leif.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Let's be honest. In fact, I wanted to go there because you know, with all these great things we're talking about, the great singing career and all the acting and the millions of TV shows you did and the westerns and even having a shot to work with John Wayne, things did get a bit bumpy later in life for you.
And yeah, bump is a good word.
Yeah, I know. No, I've done them too. So is Bernie. Many bumps. But I do wonder, all those guys in The Outsiders, the Tom Cruises, the Rob Lowe's, the Matt Dillons, those guys, did they completely act like you were dead when you're going through your roughest drug times? Or any of those guys there for you? Any of them?
Actually, I didn't speak to them very much after The Outsiders.
That was it.
I think Tom is about the only one that I had spoken to after that.
Tom Cruise?
Yeah, Yeah, but that was an interesting situation too.
He tried to get you into Scientology?
Well, my manager tried to get me into Scientology. I'll tell you, and I took some courses just because I want to know if I'm going to talk about something, I want to know about it.
Sure.
So I took some courses and stuff, and yeah, we'll leave it at that.
You know, you dated Michelle Phillips when you were 16. She was 33.
Man, I did not date her.
You didn't, really?
No.
I got bad information.
You did bang her.
Slow down, boy. Slow down.
Take it
slow
easy,
down.
Sydney. you flirted with her.
Yeah, no, we were friends. We were friends. Yeah. And actually, the first love of my life was really Nicolette. Nicolette Sheridan.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Beautiful. That's a good one.
Beautiful.
And then it's not bad.
You also dated Justine Bateman for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, we went out for a couple of years.
You watch her brother on the show Ozark?
Yeah. Jason is a great guy.
He is.
Love Jason. Love Justine. Love the family. They're all really good people.
They're still cool with you? They're cool.
Yeah.
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 So Leif Garrett, the book is called Idle Truth, A Memoir. Yeah. Leif Garrett, of course, a teen heartthrob. He's probably sick of hearing this. From the 1970s, actor, singer, but Leif, Sid alluded to it. Your problems. I mean, did you a lot of time in rehab, that type of thing?
No, I actually left most rehabs.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. You know what? I've done my time in rehab enough that you learn basic things that you got to have to practice. You know, I just found that whenever I went to meetings and things like that, they were pickup places. They were places like where people,
so
it would become like just right. You hear what I'm saying?
Bro.
You know
what
I mean.
And half the guys up there yelling and screaming about their sobriety are high anyway.
Right. And not only that, but they're glorifying. They're saying, oh my God, it was the best time. We had the best this and that. And then you end up leaving there wanting to use.
It's true.
I swear to God. It was the worst. So I didn't want to use. So like it was... You know, I just had to walk away and isolate.
That's the key. I tell everybody the same thing. You can go to 90 meetings in 90 days. You can have 100 sponsors. You can go to the best rehabs. I went to two of the best in the country.
Yeah.
Until Leif Garrett decides, I'm done. It's over. It ain't going to matter.
That's the gospel right there. If you want to quit, you quit. If you don't, if you're not ready to quit, if you can't figure out the reason why you started doing it in the first place, then you're stuck.
What was your DFC? We had Cameron Douglas in here last week, the son of Michael Douglas.
Choice?
Yeah, he liked liquid cocaine.
Well, liquid cocaine.
Yeah.
He did initially.
What
and
is
then
liquid cocaine?
He injected liquid cocaine, and then he went to opioid.
Injected.
Yes,
That was his favorite.
Actually, you know what? I think because it was the most numbing, heroin was the thing that I preferred.
Yeah.
I never used a needle. I'm afraid of needles. So I smoked it. I only smoked it.
Right.
Only.
You're a good guy.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, what a guy.
That's discipline, bro.
No. But, you know, anything that was there. I smoke pot. I mean, now it's legal in California. So,
do you,
as a matter of fact, I have a joint in my pot.
So you still have a drink or a beer and some reefer once in a while. I mean, it ain't
Listen,
no thing, right?
Absolutely. And the thing is that I think the more you say no, the more people want to do something. It's human nature. It's human nature. If you say okay, I can have a drink occasionally, I don't really feel like drinking. More somebody says to me, don't drink. No, you can't. You know, that'll lead to the next thing. That'll be the next, you know.
Yeah. Nah. And the finality is something about that that's off-putting or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, Leif Garrett, the book is Idle Truth, A Memoir. What are you doing these days?
You guys? Well, wait, that sounds bad.
Yeah, that does sound really gay, Leif.
Really mo-like. Yeah. Okay, no. I'm doing just promoting this book right now, but I'm working on some music and stuff like that.
And Friday's your birthday. You'll be 58 years old.
Yes.
What's the matter?
Remind me of
58's
that.
Not old.
No, 58 is old.
It is old?
Well, I think it is.
Do you feel old?
My body feels old.
Oh, yeah. Well, you beat the hell out of it. I mean, what do you expect, bro?
Well, okay. Yeah. Well, that's true. Actually, I didn't feel like I was beating the hell out of it. I felt like I was massaging it.
In a sense, it's trying to say you're living on borrowed time, for God's sake.
Well, I guess. I don't know. Maybe.
You know, I'm looking at you right now, and I can still see you as a soldier. I can see you as a soldier.
Well, yeah. That's why. I wanted to be Pony Boy so badly.
You wanted to be Pony Boy, right?
Yeah, of course.
What are you doing as a soldier? You're a rock and roll guy. You got long hair. You're wearing freaking Benetton socks.
I was the blonde, though, because, you know, the greasers all had to be dark haired. weird, right. And that's just the way it looked.
True.
But that was great. That was a great
experience. Well, listen, everybody get Leif Garrett's Idle Truth, a memoir, the ups and downs of life and the travails. You all know Leif Garrett if you listen to Bernie and Sid, so check it out, Idle Truth, a memoir. And where can they get it? Amazon.com? Or?
Yeah, and just about anywhere you can get a book these days, where if you can get a book.
Yeah,
it's funny that there's no more bookstores.
No, there. I know. Yes. There's a couple left here in New York
City. There's a few left, but there's but L.A. It. They're all gone. Yeah. They're all gone. Yeah. There's one Barnes & Noble's I know. One.
You know who's a huge fan of this show?
Who?
Huge fan.
Who?
Ralph Macchio.
Ralph Macchio is a great guy.
Isn't he a great guy?
He is really one of the nicest people I've ever
That's
met.
That's what we experienced. We loved him. We loved him.
He's super cool, super sweet, and the guy still looks like he's 12.
Yes!
That's the other thing.
Unbelievable, man.
It was terrible you guys killed him in The Outsiders, but...
No, he killed me.
That's true.
That's right. He stabbed me, that little bastard.
Leif Garrett, Idle Truth, a memoir. Thank you, Leif. Godspeed. Good luck. Appreciate it. On the Bernie and Sid Show on WABC. We're coming right back.